This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Boulder officials will dispatch behavioral health clinicians with police officers when someone's mental health is a concern. They say the goal is to improve police interactions during a crisis and connect people with treatment services. The program will operate during the daytime. Senator John Hickenlooper secured some commitments from Interior Secretary nominee Deb Haaland during her confirmation hearing today. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Hickenlooper got Haaland to say she would visit Grand Junction. The city is hoping to remain the headquarters of the Bureau of Land Management. The public land agency's move out west has been met with mixed reviews. Haaland also promised to work with Hickenlooper to ensure existing operations, from permits to right-of-ways, would not be negatively impacted by the moratorium on oil and gas leasing. The Democrat also touted the public lands bill, known as the CORE Act. Haaland said the Biden administration supports the bill, which is expected to receive a House vote this week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver officials hope to get more accurate weather data by setting up a weather station closer to the city. National Weather Service currently collects weather information from DIA. The Denver City Council will vote next week on whether to revive a weather station at the old Stapleton Airport, which would mean installing a 30-foot radio tower on parkland. 59 degrees, it is windy in Denver, 71 and windy in Pueblo, 64 degrees and windy in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.